Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the simply massive universe around our extremely small planet. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips for our report. Aloha, Christopher. Welcome back. What do you have for this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars and Saturn in our evening skies. Both planets will be bright and easy to spot in the southern sky. Also, look out for a bright pass of the International Space Station. It will be moving from the northwest to the southeast at 6:40 p.m. on Friday evening. The moon will begin to wane this week, meaning, of course, a return to dark skies by week's end.
And I don't think that will be of any use in a couple of days when there is another historic landing on a planet in our solar system, I understand.
That's right, and we are hoping for good weather on the red planet this week, because this week a robotic lander will begin its orbital descent to the Martian surface. This lander is named Schiaparelli, and its mission is to study the Martian atmosphere. This mission is a partnership between the European Space Agency and the Russian Space Agency.
And is that an Italian name?
It is, yeah. Schiaparelli was a famous Italian astronomer who dedicated his life to studying Mars, and in fact, he was one of the first people to actually create maps of the Martian surface.
And he did this by looking through a telescope to see Mars?
Indeed, through a very primitive telescope, but at the time, they were the best maps available.
And what makes the mission special this time around? What are they looking for, trying to find?
Well, Schiaparelli will study gases in the Martian atmosphere, and it will focus on organic molecules that may be present. In particular, Schiaparelli will be trying to help us identify where the methane on Mars is coming from. That's the wonderfully smelly gas produced by life on Earth.
And I'm imagining that they're looking to see if the methane is being produced by living organisms there.
That's one of the possibilities. But trying to identify the source of methane can be very difficult because it's not only life that can produce it. Methane can also be produced when UV rays from the sun interact with the Martian soil. It can also come from underground mineral sources that outgas to the surface. So trying to figure out which one is which will be the job of the scientists studying the data.
And what else is on the mission schedule, as you might say?
Well, the lander itself will have a companion in orbit. It's called the Trace Gas Orbiter, and it will be studying the Martian atmosphere from the safety of space.
So part of it just keeps going around on the spacecraft, kind of above monitoring it, and then it sends a lander down to actually land on Mars.
That's absolutely right. And this is a long-term mission. It's due to last for a couple of years at least.
Well, we'll be looking for a lot of updates on this one, and let's hope that they have, as you say, good weather on Mars on Wednesday. Christopher Phillips, and another fascinating report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch us next week for Stargazer.